Fantasy Football Thursday. I'm Chris Tubbs. David Brown back from his hiatus. You had to work last week.
You didn't see the air quotes, everyone listening, but Tubbs gave air quotes about me working, quote unquote.
Dude, you were in L.A. L.A.'s not working.
I did work.
You did work.
I actually did physical camera work.
Oh, okay. Physical work, like getting on and off the plane and going to Dodger Stadium and all. But it's good to have you back. It's good to have you here.
Yes. As I said on Sports Talk, my 1 week holdout is over.
Well, that's
and my demands were not met, so
they,
I just came
they
back.
Were not met. No. You realize, looking at what I drive, I don't have anything to give you. But you know what? All we can offer is fantasy football advice and fun and friendship. And that's what we're going to offer in the next hour. We're going to talk fantasy football quarterbacks in about 8 minutes or so. Are there guys out there that you really want that you can't afford to wait on? How about a reach around? That's right. We got the Fantasy Football Thursday reach around coming up. We're going to talk about some of the breakout guys, some of the busts, some of the guys, you know, just stay away from, some common mistakes that we see people make. And also, we're going to take a look at some of the drafts that have started already and maybe where some of these players are going. Are there guys that are going a little bit too high, a little bit too low? We got five questions that we're going to break out a little bit later on. Off-season moves, and not a whole lot of big-time moves, but there were still a few moves that could have some fantasy impact. So we've got that coming up. The fan line is always open at 336-1230, 336-1230. Or you can feel free to tweet us. I've had people tweeting at me a couple of fantasy questions at CM Tubbs, T-U-B-B-S. Now, David, if people wanted to tweet at you, how would they do that?
At D Brown, D-B-R-O-W-N, my first initial, my last name, and Midco S-N, D Brown Midco S-N.
All right, let's jump into the program talking quarterbacks this week. The first thing that I think about when there's an evolution of the position. Now, this is becoming a bigger part of fantasy football because there's depth added every year, and we're seeing two different types of quarterbacks. We see your typical pocket passers, your guys like your Peyton Manning, your Drew Brees. I wouldn't even call Aaron Rodgers, I wouldn't call him a pocket guy, but I wouldn't call him a scrambler. He scrambles by necessity and may be the best passer outside the pocket. But then you've got your scramblers, your guys like your Colin Kaepernick, your Cam Newton, your Russell Wilson, your guys that will go with that spread, that read option. And with those wide open offenses, more and more quarterbacks are putting up these big numbers. So what does it mean for fantasy football? I'm saying, Dave, I'm of the belief that while getting a top-flight quarterback, a Rodgers, a Brees, a Manning is good, to me there's no shame in waiting for that second tier. We were talking about it earlier. The only exception, I'll make an exception if it's a touchdown-heavy league with everything being scored at six. Otherwise, I don't have any problem for waiting a guy that is going to be in, you know, maybe anywhere from 7 to 10. I have no problem in waiting.
And I've implemented, just personally, both strategies where you sort of look at the board, say you're drafting sixth in a 12-team league. Do you take the fourth or fifth best running back or receiver, or do you take the best quarterback and vice versa? But as you said, it sort of depends on how your league is scored. I would honestly say up until probably about 4 or 5 years ago, most leagues had 6 points per touchdown pass,
yes,
and now it's four. And I think that's because it's the quarterback evolution and revolution.
We're seeing these crazy Tecmo Bowl numbers that,
right.
I mean, it's not unheard of for a guy to put up 375 yards and 3 or 4 touchdowns. I mean, you remember when it was hard to get 300 yards and 3 touchdowns, that was a huge game. I mean, there are guys that have that by the middle of the third quarter now.
Exactly. And you have your sexy names, your Brees, your Bradys, Rodgers, etc. But there is value in later rounds. I think the classic example last year is Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers puts up monster numbers, but he doesn't necessarily get the pub as, you know, the quote-unquote elite of the elite. But if we're talking fantasy purposes, he will get you yardage. He will get you numbers.
Well,
and that's,
I mean,
one of those quarterbacks you can possibly wait maybe 3 or 4 rounds for.
Well, and I mean, you consider with Phillip Rivers, I mean, since 2010, he's got the best completion rate in the NFL. I mean, at almost 70%, despite losing Denario Alexander to an ACL and Malcolm Floyd. I mean, that was Keenan Allen that came. I mean, Vincent Brown was the guy. I was looking at some of my rankings last night, as a matter of fact. And I look at Vincent Brown, I'm thinking, geez, last year, who was that breakout guy for San Diego? Everybody's looking at Vincent Brown. All of a sudden, here comes this little old rookie out of California that had some ankle and knee issues. Boom, Keenan Allen. And you're thinking, wait, who? And then Ladarius Green comes out of nowhere. So there are guys that will develop. And because of guys like that, Phillip Rivers is one of those guys that actually can get you value. And as a matter of fact, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of those guys that maybe you're willing to stretch out your neck for, or some other guys that you're like, thanks, but no thanks. That's all coming up. Fantasy Football Thursday here on KWSN.